Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
How nice would it be to study immersed in a nature and tranquility but remain the center of a big city? This is possible in Cagliari, in the ancient botanical garden, property of the university.
Welcome to our podcast. We are a group of high school students passionate about exploring historical and particular places within our cities. Join us, and together we will immerse ourselves in this journey of discovery, where the past becomes the present. Welcome to our podcast.
A vast green space in the historic center of Cagliari, which preserves thousands of plant species, some very rare, from all over the world, and within it an archaeological area which houses a large number of Roman relics. The botanical garden, whose surface area is approximately 5 hectares, occupies the lower part of the Balabanda Valley in an area between the Roman amphitheater, the Capuchin Garden and Tigellio Villa, where there are also the remains of Roman Domus. It was built in 1864 in the limestone valley between the Roman amphitheater and the Villa of Tigellio. It was designed by Giovanni Meloni Bail and inaugurated by the botanic Patrizio Gennari only after 2 years of work. It still maintains its original structure today.
If we immerse ourselves inside the park, we can notice a total of 3 sectors. From the Mediterranean, we reach the tropics, passing through the desert. In the garden, there are also 3 Punic cisterns in excellent condition, but only one can be visited. A Roman well and traces of a Roman aqueduct that brought water to the entire city of Cagliari. It is home to around 2,000 very rare plant species from all over the world, but the most fascinating are certainly the Euphorbia canariens.
Did you know? In the Botanical Garden of Cagliari, there is the largest specimen of Euphorbia canariensis in Europe. The specimen, more than 100 square meters large, lives not only within the garden, but also in the amphitheater. The Canary Euphorbia is a succulent plant with columnar stems up to 3-4 meters high, branched, on which short curved thorns grow.
So did you know such a magical place? Because we definitely didn't. Then it's the right time to leave the house and breathe clean air, discovering the history that this park contains. Thank you for accompanying us on this botanical adventure. If you like this podcast, make sure to give it a like and subscribe for other Lore Contest.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.